It was 1936 and the Spanish Civil War was at its peak. During the war, 12% of the nation's clergy were killed after an anti-clerical Popular Front government sanctioned a campaign to desecrate and destroy church properties. Catholic clergy and other active Catholics were a prime target for the militia. There were three young Red Cross nurses that were mistaken for nuns and were taken prisoner by the rebel soldiers. Their names were Maria Pilar Guyon, age 25, Octavia Iglesias Blanco, age 42, and Olga Perez Monteserin Nunez, age 23. The women, who were in fact Catholic, had come to help and treat the sick and dying, no matter what side they were on. Inspired by the love for Jesus and mankind, they were simply following his way, demonstrating love and kindness the way Jesus taught. Even though they were not nuns, they loved their faith deeply and were not about to denounce it. On the morning of October the 27th, 1936, their health center was attacked. The nurses had the opportunity to flee but wouldn't leave their patients. Nevertheless, the attackers shot the patients and captured the healthcare personnel. The three nurses were beaten, raped, tortured, and treated in the most degrading and heinous ways imaginable. This cruel treatment continued all through the night as the militia were trying to obtain that the nurses would renounce their faith. They wouldn't. Inflicting their degrading and painful acts upon the woman, the torturers demanded that they renounce their Catholic faith. They exhibited unbelievable courage and said over and over, "Viva Cristo Rey." At midday, on October the 28th, they were marched naked to a prairie and were shot to death by female militia members who distributed their clothes among them. Their bodies were dragged to a mass grave as the people around made fun of them. The church recognizes that they died due to hatred of the faith. The three nurses, Maria Pilar Guyon, was born on May the 29th, 1911, in Madrid, Spain. Her mom and dad were devout Catholics, and Maria became a member of Catholic Action and the Daughters of Mary in Astorga, Spain. She taught catechism and worked with the poor and the sick, but her calling was to nursing, and she became a Red Cross nurse and wound up at the front during the Spanish Civil War. She was captured by the militia and died a martyr's death on October the 28th, 1936. Octavia Iglesias Blanco was born on November the 30th, 1894, in Astorga, Spain. At the age of 42, she was the oldest of the three women and tried her best to be the big sister, as they were beaten and violated. They apparently all stuck together as best they could because they all died the same way, in odium fidei, never giving in to the evil being showered upon them. Olga Perez Monteserin Nunez was born on March the 16th, 1913, in Paris, France. At the age of 7, she moved to Astorga, Spain with her parents. At the age of 23, she was the baby of the group, but just as determined and dedicated to helping the sick, wounded, and dying as her older nursing sisters. When she reported for duty at the Red Cross headquarters, she was assigned to the front, the same as Maria and Octavia. Now, Bishop Jesus Fernandez Gonzalez of Astorga spoke of how these martyrs were not linked to either side, as the Red Cross went wherever it was summoned, regardless of who was in control. Nor did they carry weapons or use even words to attack anyone. They were simply moved by human compassion and Christian charity, knowing the risks and dangers when signing up as volunteers. The three women had clung to their crosses and forgiven the executioners, offering a model of the Christian lay vocation. Although they were given the opportunity to apostatize, they did not do so. They were people with their whole lives ahead. Only a great hope could have enabled them to renounce it, and only a great love could have sustained such hope. The testimony of martyrs offers a lifeline, keeping us afloat in the truth that liberates. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Merciful God, glory of the martyrs and joy of the faithful, who granted your daughters Pilar, Octavia, and Olga, martyrs of Astorga, the necessary strength to accept torture and death as a holocaust and as a testimony of fidelity to your love, serving their brothers, we ask you with humble confidence that you grant us the grace to be instruments of your peace and your love for all men, imitating your example of fidelity to you, of heroic charity, and of service to those in need. Deign to glorify your servants and grant us, through their intercession, the grace that I ask of you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All you martyrs of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.